don't. And this would be placed on there,
mm-hmm.
these handles.
Mm-hmm.
The bar was put under, and we had a bar
mm-hmm.
put under wood.
Mm-hmm. You used a big piece of a log or something to put on first?
Yes.
Did they,
back log.
Ah.
Back log.
I see. Uh-huh. And the thing around the fireplace, you started to mention that, I believe, it was the thing where the thing on the floor.
The family, yes, mm-hmm. set all around this mm-hmm. bar mm-hmm. in the room.
Right.
And we were comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes. And of a night, we would read good books,
mm-hmm.
tell stories,
I see.
And go to bed about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready to get up at 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had to do.
You sat around. What'd you call it? The open place on the floor in front of the fireplace? That open place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that called?
Well, it's just called the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
The hearth. I had a hearth out in front of that, you know, brick.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the fire from rolling out on the floor.
I see. On some stoves now they had a raised shelf. Was that called? The same thing? Did they used to have on those in the old fashioned stoves they had this kind
of
shelf.
Yes. Back in they did have big stoves
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the room. But generally, when I was a boy, we just had fireplaces.
I see.
Fireplaces.
But that shelf on the stove, was that called a hearth, too? Do you remember anything about that?
No, it was just a mat, kind of like that, on the stove.
Oh, I see. And what about the thing up above the fireplace that used to put vases on?
The fireplace was built, and there's a mantel right over that fireplace. We called it a mantel.
Mm-hmm.
Fireboard, some people did. So, we generally had vases, lots of times a looking glass up there.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman and Brace there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we when we got up in the morning, we went and washed our faces and our hands. We come to that place and we had to comb our hair and look nice. Well, we said, I'm tea.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was when I was a boy.
Ah. Now, how did you start a fire?
Well, we started the fire. Jerry kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Covered it over of a night,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have fire coals
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
there the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
If it went out, we had kiln put on that wood, struck a match, and started the fire. We had to do the same thing in the cook stove. We didn't have anything but wood stove.
Yeah.
Didn't know what any other stove was like. We
mm-hmm.
didn't know anything about it.
You're talking about kiln. Was there something else that you'd get when you cut down maybe a pine tree? Did they have pine trees?
Generally had good red pine.
Mm-hmm.
Something dry
mm-hmm.
put on the very start. That was the kiln.
Was there anything called something like lighted? Lightwood or lighted? Do you know anything about that? It was something you could strike directly from a match?
Well,